Welcome to the Prosperous Piano Teacher Podcast. I'm Ashley Young, pianist, instructor, and business coach, and I'm here to help you dream big about what your studio could be if you are willing to open your mind and level up your business skills. I'm going to share the tangible strategies that I've learned for streamlining and scaling your studio so that you can align your business to work for your life instead of letting your business control your life. I am so happy that you're here. Let's dive in. Hey there, before we dive into today's episode, I wanted to make a quick announcement. I have a brand new business coaching package that I am opening up to two people in the next couple of weeks. This coaching package is definitely not for everyone. This is for those of you that already are collecting leads and growing your email address. This is for those of you that have ideas of courses that you want to create, or those of you that have already created courses, but you would like help learning how to market and sell those courses in more effective ways. This is for those of you that really want to level up your messaging and your marketing and make sure that as you try to create passive income with a course, that you're doing so in a way that is scalable and that you're doing so in a way that will lead you to success because you know how to market and sell that course. This package is going to be 8 sessions. And over the course of the 8 sessions, which don't necessarily meet every single week, we are going to get you help either creating your course or putting your course up on Kajabi. We're going to help you work on your live launching skills, your marketing, your messaging, growing your email list so that you constantly have new leads coming in that will be interested in what you're selling, and so much more. This package is going to include support between those 8 sessions via an app called Telegram. It's going to include access to scripts, templates, sales sequence emails, and everything that you need in order to have success with the launch and creation and promotion and selling of your course. And it's going to have exclusive Kajabi technical support from me and also my team. And my assistant is an amazing Kajabi expert. You will also have a chance to guest here on the podcast. So before we dive into today's episode, if this is something that you're interested in, pull up my DMs on Instagram, Ashley Young Music Studio, shoot me a message and we can chat about if this is a good fit for you. I can send you more details and ask you some questions to see if it would be a good fit. Again, it's not for everybody. And I don't even have a landing page up for this yet. It's just a new package that I'm so excited to offer. And I know that a couple of you are going to hear this and know that it is a fit for you. DM me and we'll chat. All right, now let's dive into the episode. Hello, hello. Welcome into another episode of The Prosperous Piano Teacher. I'm Ashley, and I am really excited to talk about today's topic. Today is going to be a part 2 to last week's episode. And I honestly didn't necessarily intend to have a part 2 when I recorded last week's episode, but if you listened to the episode, then you heard me mention, like, maybe I should do a part 2 of this. And the more I thought about it, I had to do a part 2. So last week's episode, if you didn't hear, was really, I shared my 7 biggest takeaways from this $60,000 launch that I recently had just a couple of weeks ago. And these 7 takeaways were my initial thoughts, like right after the launch happened. I sat down and I captured those initial thoughts. But this part 2 that we're going to be talking about today, this is more like the steps that you can take to sell something with success, to have a big launch, to hit your goals, to reach those income goals. And this episode came after more thought of me just breaking down my process of what have I been doing every time that I've done a launch, every time that I've tried to sell something that has worked. Because as you know, if you listened to my episode last week, I've done a lot of stuff that didn't work, right? This was my 9th time of launching Casual the Confident Piano Player. And I talk a little bit more about what Casual the Confident Piano Player is and the history of it in last week's episode. So if you haven't listened to that one, it might be a great idea to go listen to that one before you listen to this one. But you know, I've learned a lot along the way. I've learned a lot about what works and what doesn't work. I've sought out the advice of coaches and mentors. I've hired coaches and mentors. I've hired people to work directly with me on my messaging and my content. I've hired people directly to work with me on selling things and creating launch events. And so this episode is going to be jam-packed with information that not only trickled down from people who are doing this and are even further along the journey than I am at this point, but from my own experiences of what has actually worked and what has not worked. So let's dive in. We are going to work backwards Okay. And I'll explain why we're doing it backwards and it'll make sense as we talk about it and as you get to the end of the episode. But what I've discovered is in talking to other creatives and other creators, it's really easy to get excited about the creation of a thing that you want to sell. Okay. And so oftentimes when I meet people, they are already working on a course, or they have a course created, or they have a million ideas of things that they want to sell. And as creators, it's really easy to use up all of our energy creating the thing. And it's almost like people forget that after they create the thing, they have to sell it, right? Or they put a ton of time and energy into creating the thing. And so they're not really thinking about the fact that, like, oh, right, the selling of the thing is also going to take a pretty good amount of time and energy. And I see a lot of people get stuck in this spot. I can't tell you how many people I have encountered that have so many wonderful, lovely ideas and have even like taken those ideas to the stages where they've already created them and then they get nervous to sell them, or they don't know how to sell them, or they try to sell them one time and it doesn't work immediately and they give up. And I don't want this for you. I personally believe, because this has been such a big part of my own journey, that if you spend time learning how to sell things, you will be successful. And I don't mean learning how to sell in an icky way. I don't mean that you should be like watching YouTube videos about like, how to close more sales. That's not what I mean. I mean learning how to stand in your authenticity, learning how to talk about yourself and your services in a way that you can get behind, but in a way that really communicates the value of what people are getting when they sign on to work with you or when they buy your course. Okay. If you spend time doing that, none of that time will be wasted because you're going to get more and more comfortable talking about yourself. You're going to get more and more comfortable talking about the value that you provide. And you're going to get more and more comfortable communicating that value to your potential clients. And that will continue to come back to you tenfold and tenfold and tenfold every time you try to sell something. So we're going to start at this point where, let's say you have an idea, or maybe you even already have a product or a course that you want to sell. Okay. So once you have something, you need a way to sell it. And you need people to sell it to, right? Those are the two main components. So we're gonna work backwards and we're gonna break this down. So it's worth putting in some thought of like how you're going to sell this, right? How are you going to sell this thing? And even if you just have an idea and you haven't even started executing on that idea, it's still worth putting thought into this because the way that you're going to sell it might actually impact the way that you create it or the finishing touches that you put on it. Now, there are many ways to sell, and I'm going to talk about some of my favorite ways and basically some of the most effective ways. So, my favorite ways and some of the most successful ways that I have sold things have been with live launches, and we've talked about that. Or it doesn't have to be live launch. I also have an evergreen course, but essentially some sort of launch event. And I talked about this in depth in the Profit Loop episode, which is episode 43, because it's really highly effective once you know the formula of how to like put on a launch event. Okay. So let's say, for the sake of this example, you're going to do a live launch. So maybe that's a free class or a webinar, or, for casual to confident, I do a free 4-day event called Piano Practice Lab. So these are all examples of a launch event. Now, in addition to the launch event, you will need emails, a variety of emails, right? Because people are going to have to tell you, like, hey, I want to come to your launch event. And when they tell you that, you're going to get their email address so that you can send them all of the information, including the Zoom link and including reminder emails and all of that good stuff. And then once the launch event happens after that, you're going to send them more emails. And this is usually called an email sequence. And it would include emails that you wrote beforehand. I call this a sales sequence that promotes whatever it is that you are selling during your launch, right? And so even if you didn't do a launch event, even if you just went straight to trying to sell the thing, you would need emails. You would need at least one email to tell people about it, right? You would need emails that tell people about this thing and break down how this thing is going to help them and why it's important that they buy your thing and not other people's thing, and perhaps include some testimonials and all of those types of things. But you need emails that you're going to send to people. Now, in order to send those emails, you are going to need people's email addresses. Right? Which means that you need to work on growing your email list. And in order to grow your email list, that means that you need to put something out into the world, usually content online, so that you can grow your email list. And in order to get people on that email list through your content, even if you're giving away something for free, that means you're going to need to learn how to create content that converts. Okay. And I know that that was a lot. We just worked backwards, but let me recap that for you. So you need some sort of launch event even whether that's like a class or a webinar, or even if that's just like a series of emails that you send out. You need a launch event. And in order to put on a launch event, you need to have emails that you wrote that promote the event, that remind people about the event, that have the Zoom link, and then that sell the thing that you're selling after the event, right? And in order to send those emails, you need an email list, okay? And in order to have that email list, you need to put out content that gets people on the email list, which means you need to create content that converts. Okay, so now we're going to start back at this point. We've kind of worked our way backwards from the thing that you want to sell, and now we're going to work our way forwards. So when you are at this point where you need to learn how to create content that converts, the coolest thing is that each of these skill sets, now that we work our way forward, is going to build on the last one. And what I love about this is when you get back down to this base step, which we worked backwards to get to, this first step is the most important step to master. You have to create content that converts. And I don't just mean content that sells, okay? And people often think that when I use the term content that converts, that I mean you have to be selling all the time. That's not what I mean. But you need to practice this skill set of getting people to take an action to engage with you. Okay. So in order to do that, I recommend that you practice creating content that converts in small ways. So a really simple example of this is asking people to like your post or your video or whatever it is, whatever piece of content you're putting out, whether it's on Instagram or YouTube or Facebook, you can ask them to like it. You can ask them to comment below. You can ask them a question, you know, does this resonate with you? Put a little heart emoji below if this resonates with you. Or you can ask a more open-ended question, like what is your biggest practice struggle right now? And people will comment below. Okay, you can ask them to share the content that you are putting out. And that is, I would say, the most base level of how you can create content that converts. And the converting here is getting people to engage with you, right? So that engagement is a conversion because you are turning someone in from just like a spectator of your content to someone that is now engaged with your content. You've converted them. Okay. Now, another way that you can convert people is you can move to a bigger ask. And this would be like downloading or asking someone to download a freebie or offering your freebie, I should say, to someone and telling them that they can download it if they put in their email address and you'll send it to them. Now, this is that next step that we talked about. Okay. So creating content that converts, and then you have to gather email addresses. So if you are already practicing creating content that converts, you're ready to then ask people for their email address, meaning you're ready to offer something for free and they give you your email, their email address, and you give them the free thing, right? And a big misconception about this step is that people don't realize that even if it's free, you have to kind of sell it, right? You have to know how to convert people into engagers versus spectators. So you can't just say like, hey, I have this free thing, who wants it? You still need to put some time and thought into communicating the benefits of this free thing. How will it change their life? How will it benefit them if they download your free ebook or if they watch your free video or if they download your free PDF? Why does that benefit them and why should they waste their time doing that, right? Because it's going to benefit them. And so communicating that value and practicing that in your content is helping you to work on that skill of converting people, okay? Because if you can get people to like, comment, and share, that's great. But the next step is if you can get people to exchange their email address for something that they see valuable because you communicated the value well, that's like the next step. That's even better, okay? Now, usually in the process of creating content and putting it out into the world, you start to get a sense of what's resonating and what's not. And I would highly suggest that you don't just put out a post and then never look at it again. Go back and start to look at what resonated. What are the questions that people are answering versus the questions that people aren't answering? What are the posts when you ask people to like? What are the posts that people are actually liking? When you ask people to share, what are the posts that people are actually sharing? You're going to be able to tell, if you put out enough content, what is resonating and what is not resonating. And when I say enough content, I don't just mean that you can put out like one social media post and then assume that you're a failure if nobody liked it. That is not what I mean here. But if you put out content, let's say 10 pieces of content, and they all have like a slightly different call to action. So sometimes you're asking people to like it. Sometimes you're asking people to comment. Sometimes you're asking people to share. And you have maybe similar topics, but you're communicating them in a very different way. So I'll give you an example of this. Right now, I'm talking a lot about my free Well, actually, no. I'm going to use the example of casual to confident because that's what we're talking about here. So when I talk about casual to confident, I talk about the mistakes people are making. I talk about the importance of a practice routine. I talk about why planning out your practice is going to get you to that deeper desire of being able to play with musicality. Okay. And so those are like three different things that I talk about. The content is going to have kind of a similar message. And the call to action is going to be join Piano Practice Lab, which is that free which is that free launch event, right? That then sells casual to confident. But I talk about it a little bit differently. And so I'll put out 10 posts on those three topics, all done in a variety of different ways. And then I'm going to take the top two posts that do the best, and I'm going to do those posts again. I'm going to do variations of those posts, and I'm going to keep doing the thing that works. And when you're in the beginning stages of putting out content into the world and practicing getting people to convert, so getting people to engage with you, you're going to notice what works and what doesn't work. And in that process, you might notice that like the people that are engaging are surprising you. And this gives you a lot of information, because if you are trying to target, let's say, like moms of piano students, let's say maybe you have like a club for moms that they can join that helps them learn ways that they can encourage their kids to practice and helps them learn how to like help teach and help support their child through piano lessons. Let's say that that is what you are offering, but you're noticing that you're getting a lot of like teenagers commenting on your posts. You might need to adjust your messaging there, right? If you're getting the wrong people. And so when you are in this process of practicing creating content that converts, you want to take note of what's working, what's not working, who is engaging, what are they engaging with? How can you do more of what they're engaging with? Because this is going to help you in every single step of the way. And the cool thing about this stage is that it helps you in really low stakes. Right? If you are putting on like a free class and you're experimenting in that free class, I mean, to a certain extent, we're all experimenting every time we teach a class, free or paid, right? But because it's live and you can never totally predict what's happening there. But ideally, by the time that you get to the point that you're teaching the free class and you had people sign up for the free class, like you know who you're talking to and you know what's going to resonate with them because you've been practicing with this content that you've been putting out into the world. Okay. So now that you're putting out this content, you have gotten people to like, comment, and share. You've gotten people to download your freebie. This means your email list is starting to grow, okay? And this means that you are learning more and more of what it takes to actually start to advertise for a launch event. And this means that you're almost ready to sell your thing, okay? Because I'm not gonna say that you need a huge email list or that you need a huge following, but you do need people to sell to, right? You can't just put a course that you create out into the world. And if it's crickets, if you have no people in your audience, nobody's going to know about it. So now that you're growing your email list, you can start to put together that launch event, or you can start to put together those sales email sequences about how you are going to tell people about this course that you're selling or this offering that you have. And because you've already practiced creating that content that converts, it's going to be so much easier to create a free class that converts, or to create a sales sequence or an email sequence that converts, which are all of the things that you need to do once you have that thing that you want to sell. Okay. So I hope that made sense the way that I broke that down, where we started with the thing that you want to sell, and working backwards, you need a way to sell it, right? Which is like a launch event, an email sequence. And in order to be able to do those things, you need email addresses. You need people in your audience that want to attend a free class that you're putting on, that are interested in getting on your email list. And in order to get those people, you really have to practice the art of creating content that converts. Okay. And that is really the whole point of this episode. And the whole point about what got me to this $60,000 launch is a lot of practice with content that converts. I started my YouTube channel in the summer of 2021. I know I've told this story a million times on the podcast. And so it's been over two and a half years since I started the YouTube channel. And that for me was my first time putting out content. And I had no idea what I was doing. I was not asking people to like the videos. I was not asking people to share the videos. I felt really weird doing that. I wasn't comfortable doing that yet. And after, you know, like a year plus in my journey, I realized I needed some work. I needed some help. And I hired that very first coach that taught me all about content that converts, that taught me how to really work on my messaging and create copy that converts. So like the text that goes with the post, in addition to like the actual creative of like the reel or the YouTube video. So if there was one piece of advice that I could give you after this $60,000 launch, in addition to my seven takeaways that I shared last week, it would be create content that converts and do that now. You don't have to have something to sell. You don't have to be an expert in something. You can start putting out content onto social media and asking people to like or comment immediately. That is the beauty of the day and age that we live in, is that anyone can do it, right? And so don't make excuses. Don't get paralyzed with fear or with perfectionism. Just start putting content out into the world. Pick a platform, start doing it regularly, whatever that means for you. Be consistent and note what works and what doesn't work. And if you do that, you are going to be so far ahead of so many other people that are busy creating something, but not having a way to sell it or having anybody to sell it to. Okay. If you have people in your pipeline and you already have an idea of what's going to work and what's not going to work because you've been engaging with the people in your audience, you will be able to sell. All right, everybody. I know this was a shorter episode today. I hope this was helpful. If you did find it helpful, please go ahead and rate the podcast, write a review. I would be so grateful. And also message me on Instagram and let me know if you liked this episode. Let me know if you had some takeaways, if it was helpful, because I want to hear from you. I want to know what's resonating. I want to know what else you want to hear me talk on. If you want to hear me do more episodes about the $60,000 launch, I'm so happy to do that. If you want to hear me do more episodes about how to create content that converts, I'm so happy to do that. But I want to know what would be the most helpful and the most beneficial to you. You are amazing. You are so incredible by being here, by putting in this time, trying to figure out what works, how you can do this thing better. You are already so far ahead than other people. And I want you to go into this next week just knowing that you can do this. You can do this. I appreciate you. I'm so grateful for you. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much for listening. I love connecting with open-minded business owners from all over the world. As you know, a studio policy is one of the most important assets of your business, and a good studio policy will save you time and energy. For this reason, I created a free PDF with a list of 3 ways that you can level up your studio policy right now. To grab the free PDF, head on over to ashleyjyoung.com/levelup, and the link is in the show notes as well. Talk to you soon.